Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Yes, sir! Another night. I'm the quarterback, Brandon Marshall. Not Deuce, not Ashley, not Omar Kelly. Me. And yes, okay, Antoine Walker, one of my teammates, joining me tonight. Yes, when I'm the quarterback, I'm going to get hype. Pac-Man Jones, I'm going to get hype. Before we even jump into it, how y'all used to come out for game time? Was y'all hype or were y'all really chill?
I was always hype right before the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you look
You know, I like to take the seatbelt off and drive 100 miles per hour on Sunday, so I was always fired up, man.
Antoine?
It depends who we play, man. National TV game, I was hyped. Playoffs, of course, but it depends who we play.
Are you a sometimey?
No, it just depends who we play. If I'm playing Utah Jazz on a Wednesday night in Boston, I ain't going to be, you know, it's going to take me a minute to get in.
Well, I need you hyped tonight, man. I got the ball tonight. I'm the point guard. I'm the quarterback. And tonight's show is going to be wild. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. And yes, I'm the quarterback, the point guard, Brandon Marshall, joined by my teammates, Adam Pac-Man Jones, Antoine Walker. Fellas, you guys good? Family good?
Good, man. Just good. Came back off a nice vacation. Ready there to rock and roll, baby.
There we go. We got a great show for y'all tonight. Baker Mayfield addressed the media as a member of the Panthers for the first time. We'll discuss that. LeBron James said it, not us, said that maybe Brittany Griner shouldn't want to head back home to the U.S. and some very interesting ideas to make the NFL better than it already is. But first, this week, ESPN is releasing their top 10 positional rankings as determined by executives, coaches, and players heading into the 2022 season. We're going to tackle the quarterbacks in order from 10 to 1 and share our opinions as we progress through this list. Anthony, our producer, tell us about this list, man, that ESPN is putting out, top 10 quarterbacks. Take us through it.
You got it, B. Marshall. I just first want to say, I love how Antoine Walker just threw a shade at the Utah Jazz for no reason, like they did something to him. But, you know, I just want to bring that out there. All right. So we're going to get to the list from 10 to 1 quarterbacks that ESPN has put out. So number 10, Dakota Prescott. Last year's ranking, he was number 7. Number 9, Deshaun Watson of the Cleveland Browns. Number 8, Russell Wilson, Denver Broncos. Number 7, Justin Herbert, going into his third year in the league for the Los Angeles Chargers. Number 6, Super Bowl winning quarterback Matthew Stafford of the
Los Angeles. I definitely don't agree with that. Even though he won a Super Bowl, he's not a top 10 quarterback. That's just my
opinion. Can we wait? Can we wait? Can we get through the list? Go ahead,
Aaron. Go ahead.
Wow, spicy. All right. Number 5, Joe Burrow, the other Super Bowl quarterback who did not win, of the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to hear what you want to say about that, Pac. Number 4, the retired, unretired, Wonder Boy, the GOAT, Tom Brady, number 4, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 3, Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. A lot of people are high on the Bills this year. Number 2, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. Number 1, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers. Just want to mention some honorable mentions on this list who did not make the top 10, which I thought were interesting. Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, Derek Carr, Las Vegas Raiders, and Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals. Those 3 quarterbacks were left off the list. Have at it, Pack. You seem like you had a beef there.
I don't have a beef. Kyler Murray haven't done enough to be on the top 10 list. We all know that. This list right here, it's not a bad list. But you got to figure out some kind of way for the kid in Baltimore to be in this list. You can't say that he's not a top 10 quarterback with what he's done. You know what I mean? To me personally, I don't think Matthew Stafford is a top 10 quarterback. I know they did win the Super Bowl this year, but they had every key to the puzzle to win it.
All right. So for me, when I look at this list, right, and I hate these lists. It's very complex and it's hard. It's hard because are we talking about what have you done for me lately? Right. Are we talking about last year? Or are we talking about, look, if the game is on the line or if you're starting a team from scratch, who are you going with? Totally different approaches, right? So when you see Deshaun Watson here in the top 10, I have a problem with that because this tells me that this list is about when the game is on the line, if I want to win a Super Bowl this year, these are the quarterbacks I'm going with because he didn't play last year, right? So when you got Deshaun Watson here and he's telling us, you know, all right, guys, well, top 10, we got to have it. Who are you going with?
But Deshaun Watson numbers are really good, B.
They are really good. But then that means Russell Wilson, last year he was at 4, this year he's at 8. Why is Russell Wilson so far down on this chart? To me, Russell Wilson is a top 5 quarterback. I'm not taking Joe Burrow over Russell Wilson.
What?
Yes, you heard
right me. Now?
Right now, I'm not taking
Russell Wilson.
We're talking about through 10.
Man, I love our boy too, but Joe is a better quarterback right now, bro.
No, he's not.
Bro, he got sacked 500 times.
And so did Russell Wilson.
No, he did not get I can guarantee you that Burrow got more sacks in the last 2 years than he probably have in his whole career. Fact check.
Well, listen, they both been banged up and hit. You know, for me, it's, man, this, we're talking about the most winningest quarterback through 10 seasons. Come on, man.
Who you saying should be on the list?
Say that again.
Somebody, who else you think that should be on the list or shouldn't be on the list?
Right now, I'm talking about
Lamar. You don't think Lamar should be in the top 10? I'm just asking.
Yes, exactly. So
who do you move out?
Deshaun Watson. And I love Deshaun Watson. I'm just taking Deshaun out because he didn't play last year. Okay? So I'm going to put Lamar in. If I'm putting my top 10 in, I'm going off of the guys that played last year. And I'm inserting Lamar Jackson. I love your argument around Matthew Stafford. You know, let's not forget, man, there was probably a 5-6 week run where this guy was turning the ball over at a crazy rate. And to me, you know, they say defense wins championships, and I think they got it done that way as well.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. I think you guys are really downplaying this, the Lamar Jackson situation. So why is he not in the top 10?
Hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm just saying I'm looking at this list and then what he's already accomplished in his 4 years, I don't see how he's not in there. I don't know. You know, I'm different. It's what you've done for me lately. What has Deshaun Watson done? He just sat out a whole year. I mean, I understand he's good, but he hasn't played. He didn't play last year.
I like that question. For me, Twan, it's perception, right? Like this.
So his style of play?
Yeah, the style of play, the stigma around Lamar Jackson. Can he sit in the pocket and pass the ball? Is he a passer? Right. I think that's where it's at. But when I look at Lamar Jackson, he's done everything except winning the Super Bowl. Right. So he's a winner. You know, so when you look at Justin Herbert, you know, who's won more in the league? Lamar or Justin Herbert? So there's a debate there. You know, when you talk about replace, I'll take Deshaun out and I could potentially take Justin. I love Justin. Hell, over the next 3 years, he could become the best quarterback in the NFL. But right now, are you going to. You gonna say he's better than Lamar?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't.
It's tough. Personally.
It's tough. Yeah. But is this the reason why Lamar can't get paid what he wants? That's a good question.
All right. So let's do this. So Adam, are we done with this list? Or do you agree with me that Russell Wilson should be a top 5 quarterback so we can move on?
I do agree with you on that, B.
Okay. All right. Great. What do we got? What do we got, Anthony? How are we going to push this conversation forward? Because, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody in the NFL world don't forget about Russell Wilson.
the most winningest quarterback through 10 years. More wins than Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. It don't matter. Any of these guys on this list. Let's not forget the
freaking. You said, what have you done for me lately?
Bruh, no. Remember what I said. I said Deshaun Watson's name in there. So off of this list, that says they're going off of the, we need to win the Super Bowl this year. We're talking about we need to win the game right now. Game's on the line. So off of how they put this list together, if we're going off of that,
well, then I'm saying you gotta grade his play at the last time he played, B.
I'm looking at situation.
His grade don't go down because he didn't play.
But
it's like somebody coming back off of an injury.
I ain't gonna debate Joe Burrow
because you didn't play and you was playing at an A-plus level. I gotta at least give you the benefit of the doubt and value at what you was before you set out.
Yeah, but sometimes we forget about, you know, the guys around the guys. Offensive coordinator in Seattle. Did he do his job? Right? Did the wide receivers do their job? Did Pete Carroll do their job over there? Even the defense. Defense, it affects what we do on offense and vice versa. I don't think that's been a championship. That was a championship situation, a winning situation over the last 2 years. Now, obviously, there was 2 years ago they let him cook for, you know, three or four games and he turned the ball over. But outside of that, I don't think that was a good team. So, Anthony, let's take it away.
All right. Just to put a bow on that last conversation, I think it's interesting that Russell Wilson dropped 4 spots. As we know, it was a difficult year with him with the Seahawks. But, you know, he's probably going to have better weapons in Denver.
He definitely got better weapons in Denver.
It's going to be interesting to see how he bounces back. All right. So we're going to get to the running back list that ESPN put out together, which was released earlier today. So number 10, Javonte Williams, Denver Broncos. He was a rookie last year. Number 9, Aaron Jones, Green Bay Packers. Number 8, Najee Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 7, Christian McCaffrey, Carolina Panthers. Number 6, Joe Mixon. Number 5, Alvin Kamara. Number 4, Dalvin Cook. Number 3, Nick Chubb. Number 2, Jonathan Taylor, after rushing for over 2,000 yards last year. And number 1, no debate here, I think, Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans.
Who in the hell made this list?
To answer your question, Pac-Man, it was a list of
a shitty-ass list in this one.
Why is executive players and coaches. Go for it.
Why is it shitty?
All right. Number one back is Derrick Henry. That's arguably between him and Nick Chubb, because Nick Chubb is, by numbers, him and Derrick are one and two, I would say. McCaffrey shouldn't even be on the list.
I knew you were going to say that.
What the fuck? He shouldn't even be on the list. I don't have nothing personal against him, but he should be on the list. I don't have no problem with...
Sorry to interject, Pac, but the natural Anthony, the producer here, if you're going to take someone out, you got to put someone in. You take out McCaffrey, who you're putting in the top 10. The other three names that were interesting was Austin Eckler, Ezekiel Elliott, and Saquon Barkley. Are you putting any of those three guys ahead of or in the list and taking out Christian McCaffrey?
I'm putting Barkley in and taking out Christian McCaffrey.
I mean, a lot of people, this isn't a sexy one either, but Austin Eckler, like this dude, I mean, he's the type of back that each team would want, right? He gets it done in so many different ways. He's that scat back, man. He just fits modern football. And a lot of time he's overlooked. You know, he's definitely overlooked, underrated. That's a guy that stands out to me the most, Anthony. Pac, I heard you when you talked about, you know, number one, number two. But Jonathan Taylor, bro, he's that guy. You know, so I'm not mad at him sitting at number two. Nick Chubb, he is that guy, but he's also, he has a phenomenal offensive line. And he's also still in that Shanahan offense, right? Mm-hmm. Don't forget where Coach Stefanski comes from, that stretch zone. Bro, Coach Shanahan, those guys were putting any running backs in that offense and was winning.
Hell no, not any running back. Nick Chubb is a freak of a running back. He will go down as one of the best running backs probably ever, one of the best to ever play this game. Well, I don't know, because it don't be pretty and all of this, but nobody want to tackle him in between the gaps. He got extremely great speed. Only thing you would probably knock on him is they don't throw him the ball that much out the backfield, but he can get it and go.
Let me ask y'all both a question. And we do this sometime about basketball, and we rank in basketball players. You look for the characteristics that make them better than this person, to rank them over this person, that person. I think what you guys got to do a little bit of is to help the fans and help people understand, like, what do you consider a great running back? Okay, if Derrick Henry's number one, what does Derrick Henry do well? He catches out the backfield. Does he, you know what I mean? He can run between all that stuff. I think is important how you rank the players.
Yeah. So Derrick is old fashioned. He's in between the tackles. You know what I mean? He can take a sweep. He can do pretty much all of it. They don't throw him the ball a lot out of the backfield. But Jonathan Taylor, he can do it all. He can catch it out the backfield. He's good. He's shifty.
Why Jonathan Taylor not number one then? If he can do it all.
I'm saying Derrick Henry, don't nobody want to tackle Derrick Henry one-on-one. Like,
because it comes down to style.
His numbers, too.
But, Peck, it comes down to style, right? Like,
yeah.
All these offensive coordinators and where they come from, their philosophy, it changes, right? So,
yeah.
If you're an old-school football guy, you're going to take Derrick Henry. You want this guy to fall forward. He's never going to – well, it's inevitable, but for the most part, a guy like this, he's always gaining positive yards, right? He's always going to find a way when there's no way. So, that, you know, I love that approach, but in, like, today's football, you know, there's an argument that Alvin Kamara may be number one, because when you talk about do it all, like, this dude is next level, man. He's always finding a way. He's always falling forward. And two, this dude is a wide receiver, right? Like, there's Michael Thomas when he's healthy as the number one receiver, and their number two is Alvin Kamara. Like, when we have this debate on our show, who's the X, who's the Z, you know, look, in that offense, when Drew Brees was there and Peyton Manning and Coach Peyton was there, you had Michael Thomas as the X, and that Z was Alvin Kamara. And with that being said, when we talk about styles, okay, and what you like, right? There's an argument, right, in modern football that Christian McCaffrey, deserves to be on this list, Adam.
Oh, my God. Let me ask you something, because that's not even a conversation. Let me ask you this. Derrick Henry in his prime, would you take Derrick Henry or 2K, Chris Johnson?
I'm taking – I don't even think that's a – I don't even think what? That's a – I don't even think that – for me, I'm taking 2K.
All day long.
I'm taking 2K. I don't even think it's easy, man. I mean, I don't even think it's a hard debate, man. Like, he – bro, like – you know, it is hard. It is hard, Pac. I'm lying. It is hard, but I'm taking 2K. I'm taking 2K.
2K had another gear, man.
Oh, so why would you take 2K over Derrick? Why is that?
Just for me – he can do everything, and he has that special speed that you can't coach. I'm not saying that Derrick is not fast, because he's really fast too, but see, you could blink an eye and CJ be up the sideline 60, 70 yards.
But Derrick hasn't – I mean, I haven't seen him get caught.
I haven't either, B. It just looked different, though. You know what I mean? I guess because he's so big, you know what I mean? It don't look as fast – as he's running, I guess, but he's still moving once you're out there. But he can get up and flat out run, man.
Let me ask you this question before we bring Anthony in and talk about Deshaun Watson's suspension. You know, speculation is that he's going to get 4 to 6 games. But before we move on, Pack, really quickly, is Zeke done?
No, I don't think Zeke done. Zeke had 1,000 yards last year, bro.
Right.
It was quiet, but he had 1,000. Both of them had 1,000. How can he be done? You know how hard it is to get 1,000 yards in the NFL? And you sharing time? Come on, man. Don't listen to the hype. I think he's not had the long runs that he's normally pulled off in his younger days, but he's still good and solid in between the tackles. He's one of them guys that's going to make 3 yards and get 5, you know what I mean, because the way he runs. He's a smart back. I don't think it's over. I think he'll come back with a splash this year. The question is,
I said quick.
The question is Dallas going to keep him out there this year?
That's the question. Ooh, I know Ashley Nicole Moss would be happy with your answer. She's a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so hearing you say that he's not done, she'll be celebrating that. Anthony, really quickly, can you give us an update on Deshaun Watson before we move on?
Absolutely. So the lengthy process towards Deshaun Watson NFL ban seems to be coming to a close, fellas. One expert thinks that Watson's suspension is about to be made public. According to ESPN Cleveland reporter Tony Rizzo, the penalty might be shorter than the league desired. Rizzo claims that the contentious starting quarterback would be suspended anywhere from 4 to 6 games. Let's recall, the league allegedly wanted to punish the former Texan quarterback for at least a year, if not an indefinite one. So it seems like a best-case scenario for the Browns and Deshaun Watson himself. B. Marsh, 4 to 6 games for Deshaun Watson. Would that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. You know, I think last year, the NFL is always reactive, right? And so the NFL, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that the public feels good about any decisions they make, because they don't want to disturb their business. So I know there's a lot of people expecting him to see a longer, suspension, but, you know, they went through the process, right? And for some, it may be unfortunate, right? Because there's still a lot that we don't know and we will probably never know. You know, there's a lot of victims, you know, there's a lot of people that deal with this every single day. And the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, you know, MLS, it's a microcosm of society. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, players get caught up in these situations and they're made to be the example. And, you know, Deshaun Watson is in this situation. And, you know, I don't think his career will ever be the same again. He'll never get those brand deals back. So this 4 to 6 games, I'm not surprised about. I think that when you look at the process, the legal process and how things turned out, I think there's went from 24 complaints to now 4, right? Because he did what he was supposed to do, or I guess what they wanted him to do quietly. And now the NFL is sitting in this situation trying to figure it out.
Oh my God. I already think that it's 4 to 6 games. I said this earlier. No way that the Cleveland organization would pay this guy 200 and what is it, 250 guaranteed. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's a touchy situation, but I think if he's playing, the NFL has done their due diligence of the investigation. I don't think the Browns would have spent the money if they didn't feel comfortable with the situation. Like B said, this is a brand thing too. You know, he probably lost a lot of sponsors going through all of this stuff. But with that being said, I'm eager to see if it's 4 or 6. I think it's 4. I said 4 probably 3-4 weeks ago.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
We back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep that going, boy. I was about to go into a whole 16.
Don't
bars.
Do it. Please don't do it. We done heard bars. That. We done heard that before.
Come on, Pack. Let's go. Hey. We back on I Am Mathlete tonight. Breaking news on the channel tonight. Donovan Mitchell. What's happening? I was weak. You got something packed, or we gonna move on?
We're gonna move on. I got next time.
All right, Anthony, before we got into the break, you know, we saw some breaking news from Donovan Mitchell. Give us an update. What's going on, brother?
All right, so this is from Adrian Wojnarowski, who's the senior NBA insider. Quote, after the Utah Jazz earlier shut down inquiries about All-Star Donovan Mitchell, rival teams say now they are showing a willingness to listen to possible trade scenarios, sources tell ESPN on Tuesday. Let me just also add this. The asking price appears to be steep in the wake of Utah's recent dealt of Rudy Gobert blockbuster deal to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Jazz are no longer simply dismissing calls on Mitchell. They're listening and fielding them. Pack, a little birdie told me that you were actually with Donovan Mitchell in the Bahamas. I don't know if that's accurate. You could break that news yourself. Do you know something that our listeners don't? Go ahead. Go for it.
I did get the bump into him in Bahamas. Great dude. We chill. We talk basketball. And you know what I asked him? I asked him the first question that everybody want to hear. Do you want to get traded? Do you think you will get traded? And he told me, yeah. So I think that he knows what's going on. I think he's looking for something a little bigger, but I ain't really getting conversation about the numbers and stuff, but I do think that I think personally that he's gonna get traded because I think he was
Peck, were you guys at the pool? Like where'd you see him at? Break it down for us.
Oh yeah, we chilled at the pool a couple of days, you know. Played a little blackjack a couple of days. So
no, I'm saying with Spider. So like when you saw Spider, were you guys at the pool? Were you guys in a lobby of the hotel? Because like you just said that very casual. I'm gonna ask him a question.
Yeah, because you know we're always around people, man, and everybody is a big fan of the show. First thing he said was, "Hey, man, I Am Athlete, I'm gonna be down there." Da 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 da. I said, "All right, man, we're gonna work it out and get you on there." But humble dude, man. But he's hungry. He wants something different, and I think he knows what he wants.
Twan, look at that. This is our Woj. This is our I Am Athlete Woj.
No, it's actually I'm not surprised that he said he wants out. If you really look at Utah and what they're doing right now, they're in the rebuilding stage, obviously getting with Rudy Gobert. And then now if you look at their roster, they got a couple decent players, but they're not heading anywhere right now. And for Donovan Mitchell, a guy in his first 5 years has been in the playoffs. It's tough to go back to being in the rebuilding stage. And one thing that we got to point out is the numbers. I mean, this guy has 4 years left on his deal at $134 million, with the last year being a player's option at, $37 million. I don't think the Utah Jazz want to be paying, you know, a guy max money and you in the rebuilding stage. So I can see that. And they do. And they got that guy over there, that trade him guy. He loved draft picks. That's Danny Ainge. Y'all know Danny Ainge a trade.
Danny Ainge is over there.
Yeah, Danny Ainge trade.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Danny Ainge trade you for a draft pick in a minute.
Peter King
he came out, you know, recently on ways to improve the NFL. Pro Football Talks' Peter King opened his weekly column to his readers, soliciting ideas on ways to improve the NFL. Maybe we can hit a couple of these things and you can get our response to it.
Absolutely. I think we definitely have time for this, Brandon. So I want to present some of the thoughts that caught my eye and get some quick reactions to these proposals. Here we go, guys. Actually, I'm going to name this. I just on a whim. Sorry, Brandon. I didn't tell you guys. We're going to name this segment Hate It or Love It, like the game 50 Cent song. So I'm going to start it off with you. No kicking in overtime. So this is the synopsis. After initial overtime kickoff, no punting, no field goals. The ball is turned over on downs only. Teams play until someone scores a touchdown. Pac-Man Jones, hate it or love it.
I hate it. I'm a special team guy. Those guys are more important than the linemen. Those guys are sometimes more important than the quarterbacks. I'm all for the special team. Do not get rid of the kicking. It'll take way too much out of the game.
Listen, I was going to say I love it, you know, because we're looking for ways to make our game better. But I have to go with I hate it right now because of Pac-Man's answer. Guys, please, now let's not ever get this twisted. We're never going to see a special team guy more important than a quarterback. Okay? So, Adam,
sometimes,
give me a situation, Adam.
If Baker Mayfield was on my team, I would have been more important than him.
Good answer. Okay. Okay. All right, Twan, what you got?
Man, I'm a football fan. Leave it the way it is, man. I want to see the kicker kick it, man. Let him keep that joy. That's that joy, man.
Hey, Anthony, Twan's so old school. Everything. He want everything old school. Old school basketball.
Yeah, I think Antoine doesn't want to see dribbling in the NBA anymore. How it was back in the day. But all right, I'm gonna lead to the next proposal. 17 game ideas. This is pretty interesting. Each team plays one neutral site game, so 8 home, 8 road, 1 neutral site. Continues to schedule the international games. You know, London, Mexico City, Munich, and let's add some new locations like Dublin, Barcelona, Sydney, Rio de Janeiro. But here's a twist: a way to connect with casuals who may be college football fans first, as we know, there's a bunch in the South. Schedule remainder neutral site games in traditional college markets. Lincoln, State College, Clemson, Tallahassee, Baton Rouge, Norman. Think of what the NHL has done with the Winter Classic. I kind of like this one, guys. Brandon Marshall, hate it or love it.
Listen, the product, I love it. I love it. The product is good, right? You don't have to tweak it too much, but you always got to look at expanding to new audiences, new territories. So I love that. The thing that stands out the most to me is actually the college markets. That would be dope. That would be dope to go fill up, you know, the stadium, you know, and you know, the Crimson Tide. What's the name of that stadium there? Do we know the Alabama where they play? But that would be dope, right? Even the Gators, that would be dope too. Going to Gainesville, that would be pretty cool.
That'd be dope, man. This is a dope idea. I like the fact that if you went to a school and you can go back as a pro and play on your college field, that'd be dope.
Bryant Denny Stadium is what it is, Twan. So Alabama Crimson Tide, Bryant Denny Stadium.
Me personally, I don't like it. It's just a different when you make it to the NFL. It's different. Everything is different. And that's just my opinion. I think everything should be up a level. You know what I mean? That's like me going to play NFL ball and I want to go and play in the Canada League.
Bro, you know there are some stadiums, bro, it's like boring. It's weak.
Bro, it's different, bro, when you got in that NFL logo, you know what I mean, coming out the tunnel in different stadiums. When people can name every NFL, it's just different for me.
Heck, you can't visualize going to Tallahassee.
No.
Right? And then, so you got the Dallas Cowboys playing against the Denver Broncos. No. It's me versus you. Okay. Nah. We've been bantering all week. We went head to head in camp. I whooped your ass.
I don't even think the NFL would do
the
that.
First play of the game, I take it 99 on you on a slant, and then the crowd goes, do the whole 10. You can't feel that?
No. Negative. But at the end of the day, the NFL shield is too big to go combine it with Alabama or a Georgia. Like it just don't add up. It don't make business sense.
All right, Anthony, what we got next?
All right, what else
is Peter King proposing?
Well, just to be clear, it's his readers. He's on vacation. Everyone's taking a vacation except us that works on I Am Athlete Tonight because we love our show so much. Moving on. Move the Super Bowl to Saturday night. Having a game on a Saturday will make it more accessible to kids and the millions of us who have to wake up early to go to work the next day. Antoine Walker, we know you love football and your beloved Chicago Bears. You like this idea? Hate it or love it?
I hate it, man. Stay with Sunday, man. That's like Sunday fun day. That's what it's all about on Sunday. No, damn. I don't like that. I don't like that one. I don't like that idea.
But it is kind of like I actually love this, Twan, and it can work, right? And like I said, the product, it's damn near perfect, man. It's the NFL is thriving, okay, so many different ways. But, man, you know that sucks, man, you know, enjoying that game on Sunday. And then you got to turn around and go to work the next day. You had the freaking nachos and all the barbecue there. They had everybody over. You're drinking. You have a good time. And then you got to turn around in a couple hours and go to work. I love this. It can work, Pac.
I think you keep it on Sunday. Everybody know one of the most called off holidays is after the Super Bowl. It's a known fact, but it's nothing like that Sunday feeling, man, coming out of the tunnel with the smoke, with the NFL logo, not college logo, NFL logo, you know what I mean? Representing your name on your back.
That's why you need to go back, bro. I'm telling you, bro, just go back. You can do it. You can go back and play safety and win a Super Bowl. You could be the first player to report, like interview himself. You could be interviewing yourself. I Am Anthony Tonight. Can you visualize this, bro?
No, I cannot visualize me playing no more football, Brandon.
Come on, bro. Just 8 games.
No.
Didn't I just tell you don't ask me that?
Play it again. Okay. Eh? Play it again.
Didn't I just tell you don't ask me that?
I absolutely love that job. And we could have the opportunity.
Hey, B, yo. once that football season starts, We on the show talking about the games.
Right.
He gonna get that itch. He's gonna get to watch them games on Sunday. He gonna get that itch.
Paul, can you imagine? I just got goosebumps thinking about this. You had the safety who was retired, Eric Weddle was retired for a year or something, maybe even longer. They called him in the playoffs and he goes and win the Super Bowl with the Rams. Man, Pac, the only reason why Pac-Man retired because he didn't like the bullshit happening in the locker room, right? And he was just in the wrong locker room, man. And I wouldn't say locker room, is more so just the situation. But anyways, Pac, you need to go back.
Negative.
All right, and what we got? We got time for one more.
Yeah, we got time for a couple more. Let's just do this quick because I think these are interesting. All right, broadcast replay reviews in stadium. When a call is challenged, the entire review, including the conversations between the two officials, is broadcast live in the stadium and on the broadcast. B. Marsh, hate to love it.
Oh, I love that because it put pressure on the NFL and these refs to get it right. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
Do it ASAP. I love it too.
All right, great. Here's another one. Mandate some minority ownership. I don't want to get too deep here, but this is good. All NFL teams should be required to have a minority ownership group that has equity partners, a minimum of 5% of the franchise in the ownership group. This allows for former players, coaches, celebrities, ordinary members of the African-American community or other minority communities to have a voice within the organization to help push change. I'm assuming I know the answer to this. Hate it or love it, Pac.
I'm all for it.
I hate it. I mean, I think change, true change, is going to come when it goes from minority to majority stake. So,
yeah, I don't like it either. I hate it. I think 5%, you know, ain't getting much say so at 5%. You got to get that thing. Give me a chance to get up there and get 50% so I can really
have a say. You ain't going to get that chance, boss.
Well, I don't want 5 then.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
Go buy a basketball team. Yeah.
All right, we're going to do 2 final ones, and then we'll wrap it up here. Eliminate the draft. Replace the draft with a one-week where teams can offer contracts to incoming rookies. Think about it. ESPN or Fox could televise the entire thing. It would allow for players some choice to where they play while allowing bad teams to improve more quickly. Interesting conversation here. Antoine Walker, your Chicago Bears would benefit the most from this. Hate it or love it.
Well, I don't know why you're saying that, Anthony. The Chicago Bears, the season ain't even started yet. You don't know if we're going to be good or not, but that's cool. I mean, I don't like you going to my Bears like that. We got a quarterback now, so we could be all right. Don't worry about that. Don't go at us like that. No, man, it's all about getting drafted, man. We young kids, man. You humble kids from the inner city that get an opportunity to get drafted. Don't take that away from us. That's what it's all about, being able to walk across that stage, hear your name call. No, I'll keep the draft.
It would never happen. The draft is one of the biggest parties or put on whatever the word I'm trying to say. The fiesta is
celebrations.
The celebration is unbelievable. Changing kids' lives, walking across the stage. That feeling is irreplaceable. I really don't think we want to take away from the experience of the fans also. That would really take away from the experience of the fans. And I know Goodell, I don't think Goodell will be willing to take away the experience.
Stop name dropping. I know Goodell.
You do too.
Yeah, we both were sat in an office. You know,
been in that office. It's all about the brand. It's about the brand.
He said that shield. No, he said that shield. Protect the shield. Pac-Man, Brandon, protect the shield.
All right, so this is the last one that I'm going to throw out here before we end the segment. The best teams pick their playoff foes. Hear me out for a second. Highest seeded playoff team should get to draft their opponent in the first round. The current system tries to reward the highest seed by giving them a matchup versus the playoff team with the worst record. Giving teams the ability to choose which wildcard team they play in the round one is more reliable method of rewarding the highest team the most. Hate or love it? You're saying whack?
I hate it because it feels like XFL and all those other leagues trying to pop up. I don't like it. I hate it. Pack, oh, your thoughts?
I thought Twin was going to go. I don't like it either.
It's hate it or love it.
I hate it. I don't like it. Like, come on. Let's keep the system the same.
Yeah, keep the system the same, man. So, work hard during the season. Your record speaks for itself. That's what you're supposed to play.
So the last thing I want to say before I toss it to Brandon, we get out of here. So if anyone's listening at home to this entire segment, these guys are all curmudgeons and want to keep the game exactly the way it is because they don't like change.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.